Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're going to learn Parakeet Aleph, Mishnah Ches of Maseches Nedarim. So we're going to go away from the halachos of a Hafaras Nedarim by a husband or a father, and we're going to talk about a different halach about Nedarim relating to married people. If a man has an Isra Neder to get Hanar from his father-in-law, but the father-in-law wants to give money to the daughter, so we're going to talk about what happens then. A husband, the problem is that Kol Mashkansi Shekana Baila, whatever you give to the daughter belongs to the husband, so it turns out the husband is getting hana'ah from the father. So amud hana'ah mechosno. If a person has a neder hana'ah, he's not allowed to get hana'ah from his father-in-law. But the father-in-law wants to give his own daughter some money, and the husband can't get any rights to it. So omer la, what he could do is he could say to her, harei hamos ha'elu nusunum lach b'matana, this money is a gift to you, but there's a condition in this gift that your husband has no rights over it at all. You can use it only for your own mouth, for your own food, for yourself. If she's given money with such a tanai, then the husband taka has no rights in it, and therefore she's allowed to take such a gift. Meaning, what the father's saying is, yes, there's a halacha of kol masha konsi isha kanabayla. So if I give it to you in an unlimited way, then it belongs to your husband. There's nothing I could do about that. But what I can do is I could say, I'm not giving this to you for you to be the owner of it. I'm earmarking it for you to do a particular thing with this. And therefore, you're only allowed to do that thing, which in a certain way limits your ownership of it. It's not really yours. It's a similar shayla you have in Meiser Ksafim. Sometimes, someone will ask, typically we assume that if someone gives you a gift of money, you have to take Meiser from it. But if someone gives you a thing, someone buys you a couch, you don't have to take Meiser from the value of the couch. That's what most people can assume, at least. What if a parent gives a young couple money for a couch? We're giving you this money, but only to buy a couch. You're not allowed to do anything. So is that considered that they gave you money, or is that considered that they gave you a couch, that they're just buying you a couch? So it's a reminds me a little bit of this Mishnah that the father's saying, you're allowed to buy food with this, and that's it. So then she's not really the owner of it. And Mimela, you don't say Kalmach Kansi Isha, Kanabaila. Mishnah Tes. So we go back to the halachos of Hafaras Nedarim. The neder almana grusha yakum aleha. The neder of an almana or a grusha stays with her. There is no Hafara Ketzad. What's a case that this is talking about? Amra Hareni Nazira Lacha Shoshim Yom. Let's say you have an almana or a grusha who said that I'm going to be a Nazira after 30 days, meaning starting in 30 days from today. Starting now for a period of 30 days, even though she got married within those 30 days, and therefore the neder is not going to go into effect until after her marriage. I said it right the first time. It was going to be chal after 30 days. The nazirus was going to be chal after 30 days, so she took the neder now. It's going to be chal 30 days from now, and then on day 15 she gets married. The husband is not able to be made for the neder because she took the neder before they ever got married, and the husband is not allowed to be made for the nedarim that his wife had made before they got married. The chiddush over here is that even though she made the neder before she got married, it hadn't even taken effect yet, and he still is not able to be made for the neder. Now we talk about what of the reverse. A woman made a neder while she was married and it only goes into effect when she's no longer married. Nadra, the Hebrew Rosh Hashabal, she took the neder while she was in her husband's rishos. Meferla, so he can cancel it for her even if he's no longer going to be her husband by the time it's chal. Ketzad, what's an example of that? Amar hay nazira lachar shloshim. A woman says, I'll be a nazira after 30 days from today. And the husband canceled the neder. Afal pisha nis almanon nisgasha b'tok shloshim. Even if she became an almana or a grusha, within 30 days, the neder is in fact cancelled. So he cannot cancel the nedarim that his wife made before she married him. But what about canceling the nedarim that she made from a previous marriage to him? Nadar babayom, if she made a neder on a particular day. Nishkarsha babayom, and they got divorced on that day, but then they immediately regretted it, and nechzira babayom, and they got remarried on that very same day. So it's a different marriage, but it's the same person. person that she's married to, ain yachal afer, is not able to be mefer. Zaklal kol shiyas satsma shahachas ain yachal afer, because if she ever had a moment where she was berusha satsma, where she was totally on her own, then the husband has no right to be mefer the neder. So let's review what we learned today in the Parakid Aleph Mishnah Ches. We said that someone who's mudra na from his father-in-law, and the father-in-law wants to give money to the daughter, he can earmark money to the daughter for a particular purpose. Al-Manas, that the husband has no rights to it, and that it's only for her eating purposes. And that way, the husband will not be kona what he gives to her. And then in Mishnah Tess, we said that if a woman said that she's a Nazira starting in 30 days from now, and she got married within those 30 days, it is not the husband's right to be made for the neder. If she was married and she took a neder Nazirus, that should be chal in 30 days from now, and she got divorced or the husband died within 30 days, but if the husband was mefer on the day that he heard that she had taken the neder and they were still married, the afara is in fact binding. If a woman took a neder and she was married at the time of the neder, and then that very day she got divorced and remarried to the same guy, that husband is no longer able to be made for the neder, because she was yotzis l'rushos atzma for a moment. And even just that moment of being yotzis l'rushos atzma means that the husband has no right to be made for the neder. Okay, Ben Shem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Parakid Aleph Mishnah Yud.